My name is Xavier Gerchow. I am 15 years old, and today is March 22nd. I'm speaking with George Gerchow, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Can you tell me a little about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
So I grew up in Panama, which is in Central America, where the Panama Canal is. An interesting thing about the Panama Canal, it's the only place in the world where you can swim in the Atlantic and in the Pacific within an hour. As a child, I was actually had a lot of your traits. You know, I was a little more introverted. I still believe I'm introverted. I just have the capability to talk in front of people now. It was hard to get me motivated to do anything that I didn't want to do. I grew up a combination of in the jungle and then eventually in the jungle and then out in the country. And then eventually we moved into downtown Panama after my parents got divorced. My father was a police officer and my mom worked for the canal. Four brothers and sisters. I sit right in the middle, you know, so older brother and sister are a year apart. They're 5 years older than me. And then little brother and sister are twins. Who share a half a brain each, by the way, but they're 4 years younger than me.
And tell me a favorite memory of me.
So my favorite memory of you is the first word you said when you said bop, because that's what you used to call balls. You were always obsessed with balls, which explains why you're a basketball player. You know, it was so funny just to hear you say that, but it was as a little boy like that, that was a kind of a funny moment. And then just, I mean, your overall sense of humor, but that was probably the funniest one.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Absolutely. One of the most difficult moments in my life was when I was in high school, just transitioning from high school to high school. I'd gone from school to school for so many years, being a military brat. My family just moved around a lot. And so, you know, especially when I was right around your age, I made the move from to go to Coronado, and I had never been around any of those kids before or anything else. It was just a different experience. So that was definitely a tough moment. Moment where I learned a few things about myself.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences in your life?
So I think the first big influence in my life was my grandfather on my mom's side. So he was a big guy, you know, so he was 6'4", 6'5". Piercing green eyes, and he talked with a British Jamaican accent, you know, and what he did for a living was crazy. He was a in-person collection guy. So he owned his own collection company with his brother, which means that when someone owed money, he was knocking on your door or showing up to your job or catching you on the street and getting that money. One way or another, it's what he did for a living. Companies paid him to go out and collect money. So he was big and he was rough, but on the exterior, but inside, he was like the nicest, most kind man in my childhood. You know, he just was always very thoughtful. He treated my mom with a ton of respect. He loved us kids. You know, we'd take the train from the Pacific side to the Atlantic side to go see him almost every other weekend, and then he'd come and see us. And then in the later years, he lived with us for a while as well. But he was just very influential. Just his kindness was tremendous. And the other thing, too, which reminds me of you, is how much he loved to eat some steak. I mean, he loved meat. That's a fact. I mean, he just, every meal, he had to have his meat. And then he'd probably polish that off with a beer and some hot sauce as well, too. But he was just a very kind gentleman. The second one would be your mom's dad, you know. So Goomba, like, he was the first man that I ever ran across in my older years, you know, because I was, you know, was kind of a troubled teen who just demanded respect. But he was also very kind, opened his home to me, showed me what it was like to be a father, to be a family man, successful. You know, he had the Midas touch. He owned, you know, video stores throughout Southern California that they ended up selling to the likes of Blockbuster and Hollywood Video. It helped too that he was a big dude too. He was like 6'6", 260. He talked like this and his nose was bent, you know. So he was just a primo guy, and I learned a ton from him and loved him a lot. Super influential in my later years.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
So the advice that I, you know, gave your sister that I'm giving you now is that this is a small portion in life. It's, you know, it's just part of the sprints that it takes to get to a marathon. So anything that's happening personally now, you can't take it too much to heart. Everything changes. You know, high school is just a phase. Teen years are just a phase. You should still work hard and try to figure out things that make you happy within there and apply yourself to a lot of things. That's a regret that I have. And I don't have many regrets because my life has turned out great. But find something to apply yourself towards and just don't get caught up in all the day-to-day inertia out there and social media and everything else, because who's popular now is not going to be popular later. And besides that, no one cares. You know, people just honestly really look back at some point and, you know, all those things just don't matter. You know, life moves on. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So just don't think about things too much as life ending or, you know, like, oh my God, if this doesn't happen and then it's all over. It's a small, small, small part of life.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that I think shaped who you are today?
Yeah, I mean, the first one was, you know, when my mom got remarried to, you know, to Papa. You know, my stepdad, he's awesome. Love him to death. One of my very best friends. I think meeting your mother, you know, even though your mother and I parted ways, she was, her and her family were a tremendous influence in my life. And, you know, I'm glad to be friends with your mom till this day. Having you kids was by far the most rewarding thing that has ever happened to me. You know, like when someone ever asks me who I am, you know, it starts off with family first, and you guys are the two most important things in my life. And so fatherhood is right at the top of that list, for sure.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you learned in your life?
I think, you know, for sure, one of the most important lessons I've learned is to persevere. You know, everything passes in time. You're going to have good times, you're going to have bad times. Life is like a roller coaster, and to try to stay somewhere in the middle is important. You know, not to get too low on the lows and not to get too high on the highs. You know, and always kind of center yourself or ground yourself with ideals and values, you know, that you hold. Again, for me, my biggest one is always, since you guys were born, is to try to be a good father. It's not an easy job, but it's a job that I welcome, and it never stops. And so whenever things start getting out of control for me mentally, because it happens to everybody, I ground myself down to three things, and that's kids, home, job. Those are the three things that I end up focusing on the most. And so I think that that's probably the biggest thing, is to find ways to make things simple and then focus on those things, and then all the noise gets cut out of that.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Oh boy, so that's a very long list of things. I still do dumb things without a doubt. Very, 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 very dumb things. Let's see, I'll start off with one when I was young and then another one when I was older. So young one, I was playing basketball out in front of your mom's house in Southern California. And I was challenging everyone around me to play one-on-one and running my mouth nonstop, as you do as well. And it was obviously a lower basket. It was, I think, an 8-foot basket. So I was dunking on it and dunking on it. And like right when I'd finished saying something really mean to a few people that were walking by, I went up for a dunk and my nose got caught in the net. So I was literally hanging in the air with one arm on the rim, and my nose was like caught in his net and it was starting to tear at the side of my skin. And your Uncle Johnny actually got to see this and was laughing so hard. It took me about 5 minutes with no help, because no one would help me to get my nose out of that net. So that's one dumb thing. And again, the power of karma is just unbelievable. The second one was as an adult. The first day that I had a lot of significant jobs that really helped mold and shape my career to where I am today. But one of them was when I started off as a software engineer with a company called ConfigureSoft, one of my favorite jobs ever. I was in a hurry because I was going to NASA, and I was all excited to go to NASA and go do a bunch of work there. And I drove to the airport, get out of my car, end up in Houston. And that night, I'm like looking around, and I'm like, God, where are my car keys at? And then it hit me that I probably left my keys in the car. And so I called your mom, and I was like, do you mind, you know, going down to the airport and just checking on my car and getting the keys out? And so your mom, being the good lady she is, she's driving around the airport. And luckily, it was a Colorado Springs airport, which, you know, it's hard to find direct flights, but I was in Houston. So she's driving around. Some long-term parking van or shuttle pulls up to her and says, ma'am, may I help you? And she was like, I'm looking for my husband's car. We believe he left his keys in the car. And he's like, let me guess. He goes, blue Isuzu Subaru? And she goes, oh, my God, how would you know that? And he goes, not only did that genius leave his keys in the car, he left the car running. And so we've had bets placed on how long it was going to take for his car to run out of gas. So yeah, that was another boneheaded thing I did. But I could go on and on about that. But we're always going to do dumb things. And it's about how you recover. It's not how you drive. It's how you arrive.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a father, brother, son, uncle. You know, everything that I've done in my latter years has been about family. That's it for me. It's not going to be, you know, I know when the end comes, if I'm lucky enough to know that it's coming and conscious about it, I'm not going to remember the jobs. I'm not going to remember, you know, promotions or anything like that. I probably won't even remember like crazy good vacations. It's going to be, you know, the things of watching you guys grow up, the time that we spent together, quality time. You and I in particular, it's going to be basketball, watching Nuggets games, laughing with your sister. It's going to be the countless hours that we spent in cars and trips while she was, you know, fueling her athletic career. Those are going to be the things that stick out to me. So it's going to be as a family, man, and hopefully, you know, everyone else feels that way.
Do you have any regrets?
I wouldn't say regrets, because one path leads to another, and I turned out to be really, really lucky as to where I ended up. But I'd say if I had to go back and do it all over again, I would have probably focused a little bit more when I was your age. You know, like I think there's a lot of things you can take advantage of as far as knowledge and work ethic in school and out of school. That I probably could have done better at. That's probably probably about one of the biggest regrets for me. I regret sometimes that your mom and I probably didn't work things out, you know. But, you know, again, she's happily married, and I'm very happy with where I'm at. So regrets is a hard one, because I don't think you can look back at the past and regret. I think you look back at the past and learn from it and grow. So that one's a tough one.